Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy to be joined now by Dr. Lori Glimcher, who is the president and CEO of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. We have never met before, but it's great to meet you. Thank you for being in here.
Happy to be here.
This is, I've been thankful enough to have been part of all 17 of these so far. This is the most upbeat, positive version of this I've ever been a part of. There's so many great success stories.
It's amazing. It is truly an amazing time for cancer. And Dana-Farber has been on the cutting edge of virtually all the new treatments for cancer. So we're really optimistic. We're seeing cures where we never saw them before. We've heard so many of the wonderful stories over the last day and a half of people who have really overcome cancer because of these new therapies. And you know what? There's so much more to come.
Rich, let me just interrupt real quick.
Sure.
Because the 492 just showed up on the tote board.
Oh, there we go. Update the total, Dale.
$2,706,626.
Incredible.
Fantastic.
I am grateful but greedy, so please keep lighting up those that Arbella tote board.
Lori, what do you think when you see the Red Sox players interacting with the kid? We were just talking about it, and they have all these different events that they do. They go over to the clinic a lot and visit with them. What does that mean to you?
Well, I mean, Brock Holt is our superstar right now, and that guy is not only a fantastic ball player, but he's really a champion off field. He goes over, he brings the kids gifts. You know, one thing about Dana-Farber that has impressed me so much in the last couple of years is the quality of care we give our patients. And that isn't just the doctors and the nurses. It is the social workers. It is the parking attendants. It's the volunteers. And, you know, it's people like Brock Holt and the Red Sox team who really, you know, the slogan is K-Cancer this year. And I think it's really appropriate because with everybody's help, we're going to strike out cancer.
We go over there to visit, and it's such a happy place. And the kids are on their iPads or playing games, or I was playing catch with a little girl over there. It is such a positive, happy place. That has to help in their treatment.
I think it does. I think, you know, our mission at Dana-Farber is to provide complete care. And that doesn't mean just treating the cancer. It means treating the patient as an important human being who we all want to help, and the patient's family. And I've never seen it done in the way that it's done at Dana-Farber. You know, I get probably 2 to 3 letters a week or emails from patients or their families saying, I just want you to know that, you know, my family member got such exceptional care. We felt like we were part of a family by being at Dana-Farber. And I'm so proud of that.
And for someone who does, you know, cancer research, it must be that these success stories have got to help you push even further, right? You see that, and it's still there are heartbreaking stories, to be sure. But to hear about how it's working out for so many people, that's just got to push you guys to do even more.
It really does. And, I mean, everybody has, you know, drinks the Kool-Aid at Dana-Farber. Everybody does. Everybody's committed to this mission of making cancer go away. And look, I'm really optimistic because of the huge strides that have been made just in the last decade or two in immunotherapy, CAR T cells, in cancer genomics, all the new drugs that have come out, and Dana-Farber has their fingerprints all over those drugs.
How common is it? We had a couple of guests on that were chemotherapy didn't really work for them, and then they started these new trials, and they both seemed to take very well to that. How common is that story?
It's getting more and more common. It is, I think, now the rule rather than the exception. So chemotherapy still has its place. And, of course, Sidney Farber was the father of chemotherapy, first person to cure childhood leukemia. But these other treatments can now be layered on top of that or instead of that. And that's, you know, certainly a consideration. So for diseases like Hodgkin's lymphoma, which can be cured in most patients of chemotherapy, the 5% of patients that don't respond to chemotherapy now are responding to immunotherapy that activates the patient's own immune system to kill off the tumor cells.
We had a young lady in here earlier today, and she said her oncologist from somewhere else said to her, there's nothing more we can do for you. And her doctor, who was sitting beside her, said, we never say that at Dana-Farber.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, you know, a third of the patients that we see, roughly a third of the patients that we see, have gotten misdiagnoses elsewhere. And I think one of the benefits of going to Dana-Farber is that you have experts in every single kind of cancer, whether it's a common cancer or a rare cancer, we have experts there. And, you know, we don't give up on people.
We also hear so many stories similar to that where they've gone to another hospital or two and they didn't have the answers, and then they end up at Dana-Farber. But not only that, not only the advancements there, but how they're welcomed in. It seems like right away there's that family atmosphere, which I'm not trying to put down the other places. I'm just saying that seems to be very different there.
It is really different at Dana-Farber. I've never seen it anyplace else. You know, I was talking to one of the security guards at a reception last month, and he said, you know, I'm sometimes the first person to greet the patient. And patients with a diagnosis of cancer, they're scared, they're fearful, and I try to calm them down, and I bring them to where they're supposed to be, and it just, and he was in tears as he was telling me this. That's Dana-Farber.
What's on the horizon? What's the thing we can't even imagine right now that's coming down the pike?
I think it's going to be combining different new therapies to cure cancers that we never could treat before. So we've done really well, for example, with immunotherapy in about 8 different kinds of tumors. But that's only about 20% of all patients respond to immunotherapy. But there's so much more that we're discovering at Dana-Farber, so many new targets to develop drugs against that will hopefully get those other 80% of patients to respond to immunotherapy. I'm looking forward to the time when we have a cancer vaccine to prevent.
And you think that's
cancer.
Realistic?
I think that it is in its early stages, but at Dana-Farber, one of our faculty members made the first successful vaccine against end-stage melanoma, which is a skin cancer. And she treated just a few patients. It was a small study, but all 6 of those patients who had really no other options responded to this cancer vaccine. So that is a field that's going to burst onto the scene. I mean, I'd love to see the day when my grandchildren get immunized against cancer like they get immunized against measles and mumps.
Now, we often talk about, you know, what it was like 20 years ago or 10 years ago. But what about even last year at this time? Like, have there been advancements that happening, you know, that quickly?
Absolutely. I'm astonished at the discoveries that are made within the course of even a few months at Dana-Farber. I hear one unbelievable story after the other of a new target identified that can serve for drug development against that target, and new ways to look at the immune system, new ways to look at how you target specific mutations in tumor genes. So it's changing so rapidly, it's hard to keep up with.
Yeah, right.
Dr. Glimcher, it's a pleasure to get to meet you and have you visit with us. We just love doing this every year, and it's great to have you here with us as well.
Well, thank you all so much. Thanks, WEEI, and Nesson, and Red Sox Nation, and the whole team. We couldn't do it without you, and I know it's your 17th year, so thanks so much, Dale.
Thank you so much. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Dr. Lori Glimcher joining us here from Fenway, live from Fenway Park.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.